In today's entertainment news, Raz B has dropped out of the B2K Millennium Reunion Tour.
It just started, didn't it?
Well, it's been going on for a while, yeah. Man, I used to love me some B2K.
Not Raz B.
Yeah, the group's official Instagram page cited a self-care journey as the official reason for Raz B's departure from the remaining dates.
Self-care.
Now, the official post didn't offer much in the way of details, but seemed supportive of Raz B getting some treatment. But Bossup.com, okay, Bossup.com is suggesting the real reason is that another group member who wouldn't stop trolling him, okay? J-Boog. It's J-Boog.
Wouldn't stop saying, trolling Raz B?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah, reportedly.
Because neither one lead sing a song.
Oh, wait. What do that mean, trolling? I don't understand.
Just, you know, throwing shade and teasing him and bullying him.
Stalking and bullying and, all of that.
Well, that's stupid. If y'all trying to make some money together, y'all ain't made no money in a while. You'd think they'd get it together. How old are they now, though?
They should be in their 30s.
34.
Yeah, they're grown. They're good and grown with kids of their own and everything.
The part of the story that gets me this, the part of the story gets neither one of them lead sing songs.
Yeah, but Raz B has been through some things.
So much. He's been through so much. So Bossup is suggesting the real reason for this, like I said, is J-Boog trolling him. And J-Boog reportedly mocked Raz B over the sexual abuse he reportedly suffered at the hand of former manager Chris Stokes. And that's what Bossup.com is saying. Boog wore a T-shirt that said, "I don't feel safe," to a pre-show meet and greet. So, so Raz B opted out of the tour. And the tour, I mean, I've heard nothing but good things about this tour. Because everybody hated when they broke up. They were like at the height of their career. I mean,
I actually had them in my trailer.
Uh-huh.
Discussing it with them when I was on Steve Harvey's Big Time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
You know them too?
Yeah, he was in a movie with them. Yeah,
he was in a movie with them.
I knew them young guys real well. They individually are some really, really nice kids, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were kids then.
Yeah,
they're not kids anymore.
Yeah.
And those type of groups, those kid groups, you know, New Kids on the Block.
I told them it was going to happen because the individual individual manners get in their ears listening, talking about we can go single and make all this money.
Uh-huh.
When none of them qualified to be single, they were a great group.
Yeah. Well, Omarion did okay on his own, an exception. But yeah, you're right. They were great together, Steve. They really, really were. I loved B2K.
They was talented, man.
And anybody that has daughters that were around, B2K. So, I mean, they could dance.
I hate to tell you this, Junior. I've sat around many times with a New Edition. Great core group of guys, man. Them brothers right there, them some good dudes, man.
Let me ask you something, Unc. How many times you sat around with Jodeci?
About 3 times.
Ain't them a great group of guys?
Yeah, they were, man. They were.
They were?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What you looking
are you
for, Jody?
Did you? He meant when they were
together. No, he sat around New Edition. They was great group of guys. But did he get to Jodeci? They were.
Yeah.
I think you're taking like it the that. Wrong way.
You need
Junior.
To just pull up their live performances, any of the last 10. The one where they're stepping over each other? That's one of them.
In Australia. I think it was in Australia.
Okay, all right. We got to go right here and get the headlines, Steve.
Anytime you step over your brother, keep singing. There's a lack of understanding of the severity of the problem we have. Okay, I'll do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.